fire glow and telling me I love you.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneana. Keep it locked in, people.
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
On Monday, March 3rd, join Class of 2025 for a Leader's Lunch. With 75 days till graduation, Lead at Oneonta is hosting lunch at the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union at 12 p.m. Also happening March 3rd, join Chuck's Comedy Club at 9 p.m. with Aurora Sings over at the Waterfront Room. On Tuesday, March 4th, join the Office of Student Experience at 5:30 for a planetarium show, a night full of planetarium and science discoveries for adult and lifelong learners. This will be happening at the Physical Science Building in the Science Discovery Center. On Thursday, March 6th, there's a gallery reception happening at the Fine Arts Building at 5 p.m. Come celebrate the gallery's newest exhibition. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
This is not the Stuck in Traffic hour of pop hour. It never is, yet it always says it is every time I come in here. Anyways, this is What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nos for Mark 2, episode 14. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's like really warm outside here in upstate New York. We're in Oneonta, in the basement of Hunt Union, home of the Red Dragon Radio, WONY 90.9 FM. It's a little wet out there, and that's okay. I'd rather have it wet sometimes than dry. Anyways, going on. It's actually kind of nice. This whole next week is going to be okay. When temperatures are only getting down into the 20s, I'm cool with that. Also, before I came on, one of the ads here for WONY said we only play bangers. So I best start off with one. Here's some David Lee Roth for you.
Bop, city bop, Doesn't think to answer why.
many miles away. That was Synchronicity 2 off of the Synchronicity Police album. That was the fifth album they released, and unfortunately the last one, because Sting and Stuart Copeland just couldn't get along. They wouldn't hold hands anymore, and that's a sad thing. Poor Andy Summer. He was just sitting there going, yo, what's going on? I think he was like 10 years older than two. He's probably like, kids, you need to stop arguing. But they, everybody went on to have good solo careers and so forth, and they did some reunion shows and so and going on and whatever. But, you know, I wish we had an extra Police album in there. But that fifth album, Synchronicity, was definitely a banger. So, yeah, we started off with Just a Gigolo, David Lee Roth, Crazy from the Heat. That's a great EP, by the way. If you don't know it, you should check it out. That and Eat 'em and Smile were pretty good albums there in the post Van Halen, pre David going completely crazy. I guess maybe he was always crazy. I don't know. I'm a huge David Lee Roth fan. I think he's a character, and I enjoyed it. If there's anything you could say, he's an entertainer. And I love Van Halen with him in it. I'm not so big of a fan of the Van Hagar, although musically it was probably better in a way. But the songwriting wasn't as good, and the stupid lyrics under Roth were just stupid and funny, and Sammy Hagar, they were just stupid. But that's just me. Going to play a song by a friend of mine who lives in the Kingston area, and some of you may know her in the band, Lara Hope, from Lara Hope and the Arctones. Going to play a song from one of their albums here. Hopefully you enjoy.
Nothing in life is free, except in the bottle and the tip about what you're Well done.
Fast, cheap, and well done. I don't know. Sometimes all three of those are good. Sometimes only two of them. Sometimes only one. Sometimes you want none. That was my good friend Lara Hope and the Arctones. After that, we played some classic Adam Ant, who's amazing, right? Goody Two Shoes hitting you up for this Thursday morning. Well, you're listening to What's in Your Pocket, DJ Nosh from Mark II. Once again, a few reminders going out there to the world. I'm trying to rebuild the vinyl library up here. It seems that, you know, there was a time in the 2000s, maybe even late 90s, where everybody was like, well, vinyl's silly. We got CDs now. Let's just get rid of it. So now we have 9,000 million CDs up here that nobody uses. And no vinyl, and everybody wants the vinyl now because it's awesome and it sounds better and it's good to collect and it's worth money. CDs are a thing of the past, although some people still like using them. I have a CD player in my car, and every once in a while I put something on, and then it skips, and then I get aggravated at it, and I just turn the radio on. So most of the time I just listen to WONI or NPR now. But anywho, if you have any vinyl you'd like to donate to this station, please hit me up at mark.paquette@oneana.edu, or you can call up here, 607-436-2711. WONI 90.9 FM, and you could donate those. Also, if you'd like to come and be a guest on the show, that would be awesome. I think after our break, we have a break next week. I won't be here Monday, by the way. I'll be traveling around. I'm going to see some friends in some shows for a few days. But if you listen to me in the morning, I won't be here next Monday, but I'll be here the following Tuesday. Sometime after this school break, one of my old students and a friend now, Michael Finger, some of you may remember him, he's going to come on the show and try to convince me why I should buy cryptocurrency. I'm very intrigued with this, so that might be my first guest. But somebody should come up here and be a guest. Bring an acoustic guitar, play, sing, just talk, bring some vinyl. You can call up and we can just chime in, let's have a good time with it. Well, I think it's time for some Randy Newman. What do you think?
She's never in the way, always something nice to say. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady.
Whoa, she's a lady. Tom Jones. What a cool dude. Yeah, Tom Jones is awesome. You know, he's got his things, but he's Tom Jones, and once again, he's an entertainer. There's some awesome footage of him and Janis Joplin singing some stuff together on the YouTube. I would highly suggest checking that out. Search it up. You can thank me later. Before that, we had the amazing Randy Newman, which a lot of people know, I would say, younger generations probably from You Got a Friend in Me. But, you know, earlier than that, he had a great hit with Short People, which is a super, super funny song. You got to pick him up just to say hello. We love Short People. It's just a joke, peeps. You know, my heart goes out to the Hobbits and the Ewoks and so forth. And Willow. And Willow, of course. Out of the way. Back. Such a great movie. Val Kilmer. Mad Mardigan. Remember. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Anyways, here's the joke of the day. Why don't melons run away to get married? Why don't melons run away to get married? You'll have plenty of time to think about the answer to this, because it is, as promised, over the past 4 days, I've been playing the complete Fifth Symphony of Ludwig von Beethoven. And here it is, the fourth movement of this epic symphony. We'll be right back. epic that Beethoven was. That was the last movement of his Fifth Symphony. I'll start some other classical thing next week. Maybe play some Bach. I love Bach, so I can always play some Bach. Maybe I'll go through the Well-Tempered Clavier or something like that over 24 days or something. Anyways, joke of the day, right? Why don't melons run away or go away to get married? And the answer is obvious. Because they can't elope. Because they can't elope. All right, I'll play some sticking with the food theme going on here. We'll play some Meatloaf.
I poured it on and I poured it out. 'cause 2 out of 3
Jingo right there. Chet Atkins, one of the greatest guitar players ever. Mr. Guitar. He was incredible. Before that, we had, one of my favorite bands from one of my favorite live recordings. We had AC/DC, who I love, with A Whole Lot of Rosie from their 1978 live album, If You Want Blood, You Got It. I believe that's from Glasgow, that recording. Well, I'm going to be signing off today here in a second. Hope everybody has a great rest of their Thursday. Once again, it's kind of nice if you can get outside and walk around a little bit. That's awesome. I'll be back tomorrow morning for 45 Fridays, where I only play 45s. Looking forward to kicking it with y'all. I'm going to leave you with Cut the Kids in Half with Oh, Sudden Lover. Once again, WONY 90.9 FM. This is What's in Your Pocket, DJ Nos from Mark II. Keep it locked, yo.
From those lifeless afternoons when the dust above the windowsill was all that ever knew. Oh, sudden lover, the sky before had never tranquil shade of blue till I saw you. I know now this is where I've always been. I was lost amid the
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta. Keep it spooky and keep it locked. Ha, 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 ha.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our